I think it's a very, very important review. It's a very, very tight time frame as well. I know for individual submissions, we're looking at the 12th of September. But just to give out the contact number from the HSC, it's asd@hse.ie. And I would encourage particularly parents, clinicians and service providers to put in their submissions in relation to autism. There will also be workshops which will be highlighted in the county as well. But the important thing is there are examples of great practice going on within autism. There certainly are challenges as well. And when you think on a group like iCare and Inishowen, which facilitate over 100 families, they've been doing a lot of that through their own resources, through their own fundraising over a long number of years. And what I would like to see, more streamlined thinking around autism spectrum disorder, where at the moment there's up to six different departments that have part responsibility for autism. And I think that's unacceptable. People that I talk to from within the HSC, they know that they need more streamlining, they need more coordination and direction from government, and it's something that, that we have to admit as a government that there is a weakness, but we have to work on it. And this this review is important. It's widespread consultation, and once again I would encourage all parents you know, who have children with autism spectrum disorder, and also people who've children now who have gone into adulthood that have had experiences, and obviously were bringing up the children at a time when there were enormous weaknesses within the service. So it's important that this happens, and 12th of September is the deadline to send this in.
And these services are vital for many within the community of Donegal, so now it is their chance to submit their review and enhance the service.
They certainly are, and look, if we're living in an Ireland of equal opportunity, that includes everybody, no matter what challenges people face with. And certainly people and parents I've met and service providers for the different spectrums of autism down the years, that they see great opportunity in having a more streamlined, and a more coordinated government approach to autism. And if we're going to be inclusive, people with autism spectrum disorder have to be given the same opportunities as other children. I'm hopeful and confident that after this review, we will be making enormous strides forward.